I had been wearing a button on my shirt all day. The button said simply, "I found it." All day, living in fear that someone would ask me what I found. The Bible study group in my high school, well, we all agreed to wear the button that day, so when people asked us what we had found, we could tell them we had found salvation in Jesus Christ. It was the last class of the day, and I thought I had escaped, but then the moment came. I was asked what I had found, and, well, I froze. I shrugged and walked off. I felt ashamed. Have you ever missed a moment to share Jesus? Well, this meditation from Romans chapter 1 will help you live by faith with the trust and courage to share the love of Christ. As we begin this meditation, whether it's sunrise or sunset, allow your eyes to move now from open to a soft gaze and to finally now closed. Just having faith in the presence of God. Notice your surroundings, what you hear and feel and smell. Notice your breathing becoming more relaxed as you encounter God at loving rest within you. Center on this place of trust, this time of confidence, in this present moment of faith in God, Spirit and Son. Continue on now by responding to this passage from 2 Timothy chapter 1. As I lead us, respond simply, "Heavenly Father, in this I live by faith. God, you did not give me a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, and in this I live by faith. But you have given me a spirit of power and of love, and in this I live by faith. You have given me sound judgment and personal discipline that results in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. And in this too, I live by faith." Now simply continue to breathe, pause, and reflect on what it means for you to live by faith in God. No judgment, no accusation, no fear, but rather feel yourself settle deeper into His presence as you whisper, "Heavenly Father, in this I live by faith." Have you ever chosen silence, as I did, over speaking the truth of God's love? Have you heard someone speak against Christ and not spoken up in defense? Be honest with your answers to Him. He knows the truth. And you can trust in His grace. His mercy is yours, and His forgiveness, well, it's never ending. Take a moment to confess those times you felt ashamed of sharing the truth of God. Stop here and surrender those emotions. Feelings of shame, guilt, and remorse are not of God. Rather, allow your mind to stay centered on the faithful, loving arms of God. Center on the trust that you place in the gospel. center to on your breathing. Have faith in your breathing. Slow, deep, full belly breaths. Breathe in the presence of God and exhale soft thoughts of love and hope. Once again, thoughts of shame may float by, but remember, they aren't thoughts of God. So don't focus on them, but simply use them as a reminder to center your mind back on faith in the good news of God. Allow your thoughts to drift easily from respect to disgrace and back to respect again. From shame to now embracing the glory of a faithful God. Continue as you have faith now in the inspired and infallible Word of God, trusting in this, the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle Paul. He was writing to those in the early church to proclaim the glory of the gospel of Christ. It was written to them, but with a message of faith for you as well. So cherish each word for you from Paul, through the Holy Spirit, from Romans chapter 1, verse 16, from the New International Version. To you, my friend in the faith, do not be ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. By God's grace, trust in this message. By God's mercy, live by faith in this truth. What emotions did that evoke? Did anything surprise you? Well, listen once more from Holy Scripture. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Take a moment now to contemplate how this passage may apply to your own times of turning away in shame. Be mindful of the presence of God as you reflect. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New King James Version to be a prayer of faith for the strength to boldly share the grace of God and hope in Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, let me not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith." In this truth I place my faith, and I pray it now too in the name of Christ. Amen. For the next minute, let Paul's confident words become yours in a reflective time of private prayer, from a secret room in your heart. and if need be, a time too of confession. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience them from the English Standard Version. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, "The righteous shall live by faith." What did you encounter in this passage? Something new or something familiar? While resting in imaginative contemplation, stay within the writings of Paul. The members of that early Roman church, they lived in a very secular world and under constant attack and persecution for their faith in Christ. Is it similar to your world? Clearly, they had missed moments to share. Perhaps walked away in fear rather than facing a challenge. They did. I did. Have you? Well, take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect on the trust God has given you to believe, the faith sufficient to have faith in Him. What opportunities are you tempted to turn away from? Well, take this minute to silently whisper, "Lord God, in this moment, I live by faith alone." Stay here for a while longer, centering on faith, praying, "In this, I live by faith." With your mind now newly changed into that of Christ, be mindful of moments to live more deeply by faith, and aware too of those in your path that are wanting to know what you have found. How might you help another find salvation by God's grace alone, through faith in Christ alone? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first light or evening sun, watch with great expectation for moments to follow God by faith, to accept the gift of courage He willingly offers, for it will be then and there you will encounter the faithful arms of God. let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember to not be ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Now may the salvation of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the encounter with God be what sustains you now and always. Amen. And Lord God, even though the face and the name of that person that approached me decades ago has long since disappeared from my memory, I know you have not forgotten him. I pray you gave another the boldness to share what they had found with him. And I pray those words fell softly on fertile soil, resulting in salvation. But I praise you too for the countless moments since then that you've given me the courage to tell others what I have found in you. So once again, in your name,